If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Right now, talking about great stuff that's going on, Hetty Weiss from the Chicago Sun-Times with us on the phone line. Happy New Year to you, Hetty.
Same to you, Dean.
And so overall, 2015, a pretty good year in theater in Chicago, you think?
An excellent year. You know, I had to do one of those year-end roundups of the 10 best, and it was really, really tough. And, you know, first of all, you're comparing apples and oranges because we have, you know, grand-scale things and we have storefront things, and it was a very difficult choice to make.
So which were among some of your favorites for 2015?
Well, I loved The Scottsboro's Boys, which was by Raven Theater. It was really out of their usual, realm, and they did a fantastic job with this kind of vaudeville version of the very famous civil rights case about teenage boys who were arrested unfairly and then fought their case for years. But it wasn't just a documentary. It was done as a vaudeville, and it was brilliant.
What about among the the big shows that have come to town? Some of the Broadway, pre-Broadway shows that we've had come through Chicago this year. Any favorites?
Well, I was a little disappointed with the show with Gloria Estefan. I thought the music was fabulous, the dancing was great, but I thought the book needed some serious work. And I think it's doing all right on Broadway. I don't think it's like the knockout show, and it could have. I think it could have been the knockout show. It had such great material and such a great story.
I'm trying to remember if it was this year or last year. Was Sting's The Last Ship this year, or was that 2014?
No. That was last year. I still don't understand why it was not the great favorite everywhere, including on Broadway. I think it's a beautiful show. I've listened to the score a number of times, and I don't know. It just didn't catch fire, maybe because it was a little bit political. I don't really know. I thought the score was
A variety of reasons. I loved the score.
I loved the score.
It was like, listening to a great Sting album. I wasn't as crazy about the show itself as almost all the other critics were. But the music, you can't get much better with Sting and the score that he provided. Anyway,
right. I'm actually waiting for a smaller company in Chicago to grab hold of that and to just do it. And who knows what will happen?
Yeah, it may still have legs, sea legs yet.
Yes, I think it will.
So the show that has just opened in Chicago now is the one called Gotta Dance.
Right.
It features Georgia Engle, who we know from the Mary Tyler Moore
who
show,
who was the huge. Huge.
That's what I hear.
Surprise.
She steals the show.
She steals the show. She's this tiny woman with a very, quirky voice. And, people have seen her on TV for years. But she also has quite a, an interesting theater history. And she just, this is the story of, a group of seniors who become part of a halftime show for the New Jersey
for an NBA
team.
Basketball
team.
Yeah.
And she could have been really out of her league, but she just grabbed hold of hip-hop and rap, and she dances fabulously, and she's just hilarious.
That's what I haven't seen the show yet, but everybody's telling me that Georgette from the Mary Tyler Moore Show steals the show. Stephanie Powers is also featured in it. Andre DeShields.
Right, who's
probably
always
among
wonderful.
The big names in it. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a woman whose name just escaped me, but Asian actress who also is absolutely fantastic. She does this thing that I always admire, which is she stands completely still in the middle of the stage all by herself and sings the song, doesn't move, doesn't do any high dramatics, and people were just riveted.
Mesmerized, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be here in Chicago for a little while. Also, the other big show that everybody is raving about is the new production of Lion King that's come through.
Yeah, it's there's a reason why that show has been around for so long and still is, a huge box office success both on the road and on Broadway and around the world. It's an amazing show. I mean, if you have seen it and you know how it opens with all of these larger-than-life human puppets walking down the aisle, the entire animal kingdom, it's one of the most thrilling openings of any musical that I can possibly imagine. And it's just great fun. It's great fun.
Yeah, I've seen the show many times, and that opening gets me every time. It's jaw-dropping every time. And is almost as much fun watching the little kids around you reacting to these giant
creations. Oh, it's one of the great shows, I think, to introduce a kid to theater with. It's, you know, it's a little bit long, so you have to have a kid with a, you know, attention span, but there is so much to watch. And the music, you know, is such a beautiful combination of sort of South African sound and then, you know, Elton John sound. So
right.
It's just a stunner.
Yeah, also Carole King's Beautiful continues at the in the Chicago area. Is that the Oriental Theater, I believe?
Yes, it is, with Abby Mueller, who is the sister of Jesse Mueller, who originated the role on Broadway. So this is one of those rare times that one sister replaces another sister in the show. And it's a wonderful show about Carole King's early life and her breakthrough at about 30. When she goes off on her own after she's had a kind of rough and tumble marriage to her writing partner, Jerry Goffin. And Abby Mueller is a beautiful actress and a great voice, and of course all the songs are great. And, it's a really moving show. It's a really moving show.
Yeah, and, people got a little taste of Carole King and the Kennedy Center honors that were on television this week with...
God, with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, my gosh.
Knocking it out.
How about that performance of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman from Aretha? But
right. You can get that on YouTube if you didn't see it, and it's really
amazing.
Worth seeing.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
One of the great performances by a mink coat.
Very, and purse. I love that she brought her purse on stage with
her,
too.
Yes.
Didn't want anyone stealing her car keys while she was backstage.
No.
Beautiful is going to be at the Oriental Theater through February 21st, so still plenty of time to go see
right.
that. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and see what else Hedy is seeing, enjoying, and looking forward to. Hedy Weiss of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
10:52, Dean Richards, Week in Theater, 720 WGN. Hedy Weiss from the Chicago Sun-Times on the line with us. A classic from the immortal Guys and Dolls. Final day to see it today over at Light Opera, huh? Eh, Hedy?
And so if you live nearby, you should definitely try to get there. Just it's the greatest score. I mean, they don't write shows like that anymore. It's so smart. And it's getting a really wonderful revival there now with the guy who plays Guy Masterson, Justin Adair, who I've seen on small stages and now is just absolutely giving a knockout performance on a large stage with a full orchestra.
Yeah, looking for something to do on a chilly Sunday afternoon. That would be a good choice for you. This Baritones Unbound show that's at the Royal George Theater also is really special.
It's great fun. This is really the history of a voice. It is about how the baritone voice was sort of championed. Originally, you know, was not important. It was either the bass or the tenor. And then how suddenly there was a breakout in opera and then operetta and then, of course, on Broadway and later pop. And there are three terrific veteran singers who just take us through this whole history. It is so unpedantic. It's just great fun with a lot of fabulous show tunes. And it's a Hershey Felder production. He's the producer and designer and the man of all trades. So
yeah, it's brought you so many biographical shows. But this one, great songs and amazing performances.
Right. And the three guys are just having a terrific time. It's not the three tenors standing there, you know, and singing it. They really they have a lot of energy, and they go from role to role. And, you know, they sing the soliloquy from Carousel, and they sing Some Enchanted Evening, and sometimes they sing individually, sometimes as a trio. They do everything from, you know, Puccini and Verdi to Rodgers and Hammerstein.
At the Royal George Theater on North Halsted, and then across the street at the Steppenwolf, what's going on?
Well, that is one angry play by Bruce Norris called Domesticated, but it's one of those things that if you really like, if you like to get your rage in the theater, this is a domestic drama about a politician who blows it like we've seen many do with an extramarital affair, and the sort of reaction of his family and then the downfall of his career. And it's a great cast and, you know, the usual fabulous acting at Steppenwolf. And it's a bitter, angry show, but it's kind of one of those, you know, slugfests of words that is kind of fun.
Imagine that from the Steppenwolf.
Yes, imagine that.
Imagine that, something that's full of bitterness and anger and dysfunction coming from the Steppenwolf.
Right. And, of course, you know, looking ahead, there is a new show by Tracy Letts, which I think is going to be one of the highlights of the spring season, with 9 different actresses, including a baby, playing one woman as she moves through life from infancy to her 60s.
You know, talking about looking ahead at 2016, I guess probably the biggest story that will, you know, that we know so far, at least of 2016. I can't imagine anything being too much bigger than the Hamilton coming to Chicago.
Right, but that's not until the fall. So we have a long, long wait.
Are we hearing anything about that at all? I mean, I haven't heard anything about casting or anything yet. It's way, way, way too early, I think. But
it is.
Have you heard
and also,
anything?
I think, you know, it's going to be a sit-down, I guess, for as long as it can, you know, sell a major part of the house. And with the press and the kind of rapid-fire, you know, remount here, I think, you know, it will have a long life.
Yeah, it's expected
I would
to be
imagine
here for a while.
That every actor in the world wants to audition for that show.
Yeah, it's going to be quite something. I mean, it's the show in New York right now that's coming here. What else are you looking forward to for 2016?
I'm looking forward to a show called Another Word for Beauty, which is coming to the Goodman Theater, to the smaller theater. And it's about a beauty pageant that's held in the prison, in the women's prisons in Bogota, Colombia. And it has music with it, and it sounds like a fascinating look at, you know, what propels, first of all, the crimes. Why are these women in there? And then, you know, how they've adapted and what a beauty pageant can be in terms of rehab. And then there's another solo show at Court Theater called Satchmo at the Waldorf, which is takes place late in the career of Louis Armstrong. He's just finished a set at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and he's in his dressing room. And he reveals some things about his life and career and racism that, that you know, maybe we don't hear too often because he was such a feel-good musician.
That sounds like it's going to be an incredible show. Anything having to do with the great Louis Armstrong, and especially I would think done at the Court Theater,
right, which has
just to be
a
amazing.
Fantastic track record.
Yeah, well, good. Good stuff to look forward to. Good stuff to read about in the Chicago Sun-Times. With you, we always appreciate when you can join us. We wish you a very, very wonderful, happy 2016.
It's going to be an action-packed 2016, as usual, as you know.
Appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. I had to get a little Aretha Franklin in here just to end things up, walking on stage to honor Carole King at the Kennedy Center Honors. We'll take a little bit of it here just to liven up your Sunday morning.